You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Detroit's reinvention continues to gather momentum. This week, a new survey of business leaders delivered a powerful boost for Detroit's future as a place where businesses, large and small, believe they can make a difference. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us. We're talking about the Kresge Foundation's Detroit Reinvestment Index. Just what is that?
Essentially, it's a survey of business leaders. Last year, it was focused mostly on national level business leaders. And it was pretty positive. This year, they've innovated it a little bit and included local, as in Metro Detroit, not just City of Detroit, but Metro Detroit, and which includes some city people, in the survey. And so you're tracking two kind of different groups here. And what's interesting is the people who are here and actually living and working in the community and listening to your show and reading my column or not, and just living their lives and going about their business, are actually more bullish about Detroit in some ways than the national people are. But even the national folks are very bullish about Detroit, see it as a city that is hungry for investment, is looking for investment, government that is creating an environment where people want to invest. The other thing that I think is really positive is that folks look at this and they say, this is possible. I mean, for a lot of years, there have been a lot of people in this community who have said, you know, Detroit's never going to change. It's never going to come back, reinvent, revitalize, pick your word. And I think what you're hearing from a lot of people is, yes, it can. And what's also remarkable is if you go down and you look at, I was just down there again last night for an event. It's amazing how it changes on a weekly basis.
I agree with you. We went to the Tiger game last night and drove down Woodward and back up Woodward. And I agree with you. You go, hey, where was that? I didn't see that the last time.
I was over on Washington Boulevard going up to a new wine bar, which is very cool. You should check it out. Mm-hmm. And I was amazed at how many people were walking from pretty far away, just walking across town, going to the game. It was something to see.
Now, what is it you think, do we know from this survey, what business leaders see in Detroit that gives them what they need to succeed?
Well, I think they see pent-up demand, and I think they see opportunity. I mean, you know, I've talked to people in the Quicken organization or Dan Gilbert's Rock Ventures organization who for a lot of years, one of the reasons they were buying up so many buildings is because, as one person said to me, they're giving them away. And when you look at the values, the real estate values, they continue to be less than other major cities. And I think there is pent-up demand here. And there's, you know, there are people from New York that are coming in here and doing projects. Now, they will tell you privately that it's not always easy to do things in the city, that you still have bureaucracies you have to deal with. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a lot of good bones in this town. You go down and you look at these buildings, as you have recently done, and you see, wow, these things, there's a lot you can do with these things. They have a lot of character. And you go into some of these buildings, and I've been into some events, and it's just mind-blowing what's being done with them.
And what does this survey tell us about businesses not led by names like Penske or Illich or Gilbert? Is there stuff there for the small business person and the entrepreneur?
Yes, and I think, in fact, a lot of what this focus on is entrepreneurs. It's not just the big names, as you say. It's people that are doing small businesses. And the younger people got in this survey, the more optimistic they are. The other thing that I thought is interesting is that when it comes to a racial breakdown, whites are as optimistic as people of color. I was expecting to see a little bit of a disparity there, or, I mean, it's 1 or 2 percentage points between the two, but basically they're even. That surprised me a little bit, and I think that's encouraging that you don't have negativity coming from either side.
This narrative we've heard of the two Detroits, the place with the cool wine bars and the new bistro, versus the neighborhoods. Will this pump out and start to be felt in neighborhoods?
Well, I think that's the hope. I mean, the big names that you mentioned a minute ago, if you listen to them publicly, one of the things, now that a lot of what they've planned is in play and underway, although Dan Gilbert still's got to do his big high-rise building on the Hudson site, mm-hmm. which I think is coming fairly soon. But you hear them talk, and they talk a lot about the neighborhoods. And the reason they do is because they're very sensitive to the criticism you just aired. They realize that a lot of people look at this and say, this is all about rich guys who live in the suburbs doing stuff downtown.
Yeah.
and it doesn't help us in the neighborhoods. And I think you're starting to, I know you're starting to see them focus not only rhetorically, but other organizations, again, Kresge, which is spending a lot of money on various projects in Detroit, focusing on neighborhoods. Mayor Duggan is focusing very much on neighborhoods, has been. I think that's frankly part of his election campaign, and he's very close to Gilbert and Illich as any mayor would be considering what they're investing in his city. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to continue to see emphasis on the neighborhoods, but that's going to have to be really a public-private partnership, and that's probably going to be driven more by small business investment than it is going to be by big corporations or big money doing things in the neighborhoods.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.